especially as an artist, being able to go there and witnessing history in the making. How was that for you?
My story of how I got into the Junos is pretty interesting. Last year, I started as a driver. I do like VIP driving also on the side, one of my side hustles in Vancouver. You know, I'd drive like big artists like Lil Baby and all them that would come through the city. And I ended up going to work the Junos. And for the first 3 days, I drove the main producer. But I found out later that they aligned me to drive her because they wanted me to meet her, a couple other people that I had driven. Because when she met me, she was, you know, she's very kind. She's very interesting and interested in me. Like, who are you? Like, where are you from? What are you about? And I was like, my name's Dandelion. I'm an artist, but I'm also like an audio engineer. And I've just been working. I was telling her my studio stuff. And she was like, oh my gosh, like you're an audio engineer and you're Indigenous. Like, she's like, I'm changing your role. Like, just give me like a day. And she ended up changing my role. She introduced me to the lead head tech who was super, super kind and like also had lots of time. Even though he was busy, like he took the time to show me everything and everywhere, introduced me around. And then they had a place on the team that needed to be filled and they were actually looking for someone. So they just put me on like literally the last 3 days, I think, so, like during the show and everything. And yeah, I totally took it on and it gave me like $100 extra a day as a raise and kick some butt. And they invited me back this year fully on the team and they flew me out and accommodated everything. It was amazing. And then they welcomed me with like a beautiful feather earrings and a card saying welcome to like the family, to the team. So I'm really, really excited to be part of the Insight crew now. And so being there as an artist, I got to meet like people that I've looked up to my whole life, like Nelly Furtado, Tegan and Sarah. I got to work directly with them. Yeah, pretty much all of like our Canadian Indigenous stars. Some of them are already my friends, so it was nice to be able to work, see familiar faces, and also kind of like the producer, she really wanted me to be part of like all the Indigenous things, so which is really nice. So I got to kind of work directly with our artists, make sure they were taken care of, and we got to have our like smudge ceremonies, and it just felt so, so beautiful. Like I can't even tell you like how amazing it was to smudge right on the stage this time around. 2024 this year, we got to smudge right on the stage all together.
Can you walk us through a little bit of what it was like working behind the scenes?
So there's only four of us that do all the main mics for everybody. So each of us key members are called the RF, audio RF crew. We do the microphones for all the performers and the hosts. So I was paired up with Jody, another awesome female, and she and me did the side where the TD side was, the green TD side, and then adjacent from that is the other entrance on the side. So the two side entrances were our like responsibilities. And then I ended up joining the other two guys for the Indigenous showcase because they didn't know who the people each artist was, and they knew that I knew them. So I got to work directly with Asanabi and Logan Stats and Homie Shawnee Kish.
Does that mean you were one of the main people responsible for the Robbie Robinson tribute?
Yes, I was. I was the direct mic handout pickup link to that performance. And then once the show happened, I was backstage with them, organizing their mics via number, brand name, doing the mic check with them specifically right before they got on. And then I'm responsible to get those mics back because those mics are also numbered and possibly used in other parts of the show. A beautiful experience nonetheless. And I got to go to like the after celebration and they gave me that personal gift, which is really cool, like the little feather earrings, like to honor me on their team and also honor my background. And they did it in like a traditional language. They typed it in. I think it was Mi'kma'ki, not mine, but just the thoughtfulness of that meant a lot. Yeah, making history, like being Indigenous behind the scenes. And it's not like they didn't want to have Indigenous behind the scenes. They have two other women behind the scenes, not on the tech team though, like the audio side, but on the we now have an Indigenous woman that does like the performance stage managing performance, I think for main stage, and then we have an Indigenous writer that used to write for CBC Radio back in the day.
Okay.
And then there's me, so there's three of us. My role that I got in was just something they really needed, and I happened to just embrace it and do a good job, and they love the energy. And hopefully, as I drop my new music coming this year, who knows what's going to happen. Maybe you'll see me on main stage one day.